Councilor Claire Dixon.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to thank Councillor Clark for her question. I'll get to that in a second. I'd like to say, firstly, that it's a very strange situation where we're defining children as rich just because their parents earn a little more than £16,000 a year. That doesn't count as rich to me. And partly in answer to her question, I'd also like to second Councillor Morrissey's remarks about the hard work that the Cabinet have put into a very difficult process. None of us want to make these cuts. I am dismayed at the impact these cuts will have on our ward. I am dismayed not only how these cuts that we are making locally will have on the ward, but also nationally what cuts are being made. Not least because they will increase youth unemployment, which is a really big problem in Southwark, and we need to cut it. But the key thing I would say to Councillor Clark is, did she ask Councillor Asamurai to sign the letter to the Times? Did Councillor Manali ask Councillor Asamurai to sign the letter to the Times? If they didn't ask her to sign the letter to the Times, and they didn't remonstrate with her when she did, then I'm not sure I'm going to be lectured by them or anyone else on how much I care for the people of my ward or for the people of Southwark. We have seen nothing from this group, this Lib Dem group, about them sticking up for the people of Southwark. All they have done is play politics with this budget. They have claimed pride in the comprehensive spending review, which imposed these cuts upon us. So I will take no lectures from her or anybody else on the impact of these cuts on our budget.